There was Burp Hollow in the 60s. Everybody played there, of course.
Uh-huh. Tell me about Burp Hollow.
The guy that ran Burp Hollow, Emilio Miletti, came to the Honey Bucket, talked to Frank Goulet about playing on weekends at Burp Hollow. And so we did. We played there Friday and Saturday night. We opened Burp Hollow with Frank Goulet's band.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, everybody played at Burp Hollow. I mean,
uh-huh.
We opened it.
So, and I understand it was a pretty nasty little place.
It was a weird place. The guy was a mafia character.
Watered drinks, I have heard.
Yeah, and funny story is Brett Runkle and Dave Greer looked very much alike. Dave Greer caused a fuss in there sometime and got thrown out. And so the next time Runkle came in, they thought he was Dave Greer and they threw him out. And that's a story that's been circulating for 100 years around here.
Uh-huh.